Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. On this special Sunday of the Easter season, the Word of God before us for our consideration and meditation is from Psalm 23, verse 3. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the good shepherd. And he is. He does everything that a shepherd is supposed to do. He cares for his flock. He feeds it. He waters it. He protects it from the enemy. He rescues the sheep that run themselves into trouble. He is willing even to risk his own life to preserve the flock intact. He is the good shepherd, and we are the sheep of his hand. Jesus, in fact, rose from the dead so that he could continue to shepherd us all the way to everlasting life. How, after all, could he be the good shepherd if he were not alive and active even today in taking care of his sheep? Without his shepherding hand, we would be nothing. We would have nothing. Richly and daily, our Savior shepherd, Jesus, provides us with clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, family, children, land, goods, and everything we own and all that we need to keep our body and lives. He defends us against all danger, guards and protects us from all evil. He is our God, and he does these things. Today, we are going to consider especially, though, how the living Lord Jesus takes care of our souls and feeds them. Because this is even more important than shepherding our bodies. We need our shepherd Jesus to care for the spiritual part of us. The part that worries, that becomes sad. The part that believes in him, that hopes, that perseveres. Things like these that belong to the soul, we need our good shepherd to lead us in these areas too. Psalm 23 says, he restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So how does Jesus go about feeding the hungry soul? The Bible tells us. In the first place, he restores our souls and guides us through his messengers. After his resurrection, Jesus could have chosen to remain visible on earth, and he could have chosen to keep on ministering just as he had done during the previous 3 years. But instead, the voice of the shepherd would now be heard through others. Jesus would give his message to his people, and they would spread it far and wide, beginning at Jerusalem. Jesus would still remain the great ministering shepherd, of course. Ephesians chapter 4 says it was Jesus who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. And it still is Jesus who arranges for people to carry his word of comfort and joy to souls everywhere. It is Jesus who called the apostles personally, who called men face to face like Peter, John, Andrew, Philip, and Paul, who called them to go and tell others of his glory. Then later on, after Christ had ascended into heaven, he gave his Christian believers the right to appoint others to spread the word. But it was still his call. And as Jesus does today, he still works through his believing children to bring pastors and teachers and all sorts of evangelists into the field so that he can effectively shepherd his flock, restoring and guiding us through his messengers. Whether they are pastors or Sunday school teachers or vacation Bible school teachers or church council members, it is Jesus Christ who puts them there. This is one of the ways that Jesus goes about restoring our souls. Through his called messengers, he brings souls darkened with unbelief to the light of faith. He brings living water to souls thirsting for comfort and peace amid the parched dryness of life. He brings us what our souls need the most to restore them to prime condition. Through his messengers, he brings us the law and the gospel. By the law, he shows us where we have strayed from him and endangered our souls, where we have not lived up to his expectations. And by the gospel, by the good news, he announces that he has kept God's demands for us in our place, and that our sin is forgiven through his death and resurrection. The word of God in the law and the gospel that is brought through those whom Jesus has given us is able to restore our souls. It handles our worries and chases away our sadness. It is able to place our hope in the promise of heaven and help us to persevere even when the going is difficult. And Jesus is always feeding our souls by sending people into the world to tell of his forgiveness and love. And through these people, he is shepherding and guiding us in the paths of righteousness, pointing us toward the cross so that we can see the great things he has done for us and the great burdens that Jesus has lifted off of our shoulders. In the second place, our Good Shepherd restores our souls and guides us through his power and his Spirit. Just hours before Jesus' death, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, and he was feeling the strain of all of those things that he was facing. He knew the agony of what was to come. And it was during that time that the Bible tells us that an angel came and strengthened him so that he could endure what was ahead. Jesus knows what we face in this life because he has faced it. The things that trouble our souls, he too has seen and felt. He knows what it is like to endure mental suffering, anguish, and agony of mind. He understands depression and sorrow. And just like the angel came to him in the garden to give him strength, so our living shepherd comes to us. And he gives us strength when our souls need it too. As it says in Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Another way of saying it would be, I can face anything through him who gives me strength. If Jesus can help us face anything, he can heal any soul trouble. He is able to restore many inward troubles. And he does this using his Holy Spirit. You might remember the great day of Pentecost, which we will celebrate in several weeks. 50 days after Jesus' resurrection from the dead, the apostles were gathered in Jerusalem, and They heard the sound of a rushing wind, and all of a sudden they found themselves able to speak in other languages, and they were filled with boldness and confidence in the Lord. The Holy Spirit had come to them in a special way. A month and a half before, they had been huddled in a locked room, afraid and doubting, not even sure that Jesus had truly risen from the dead. They had lots of soul problems. But by the day of Pentecost, they were proclaiming Christ's name loudly and without fear. The Holy Spirit had given them confidence, joy, excitement, and boldness. The Spirit will not necessarily come to us with the sound of rushing wind, and He will most likely not give us the sudden ability to speak in other languages. We don't need those gifts like the apostles did. But He does still come to us and give us the gifts that we do need. He gives us the gift of faith in Christ, faith that He died for our sins and rose again for our salvation. He has given us also boldness and confidence and excitement and joy in the Lord, and the Holy Spirit restores our souls. Through the Spirit sent from Jesus, your souls are fed. And the Spirit works in your hearts to keep your eyes focused on Christ, to help you find righteousness and rest for your souls. And the tool that the Spirit uses is the Word of God. Which brings us in the third place to this, that Jesus, our Good Shepherd, feeds our hungry souls and restores them and guides them through His teaching. Through His teaching, it's by His Word that Jesus shepherds us today. The things that weaken our souls, the things that make them faint, the things that make them scared, the sins that lead them astray into confusion. Jesus speaks in His Word all the words that we need to hear concerning these things. Jesus has the words of eternal life. He has the words that can raise our sagging spirits, the words that calm our troubled hearts, the words that strengthen our trust in Him. Jesus has the words of heaven, the good news that our sins have been taken away and that we will join Him in eternity. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." Learn from Jesus' words that in Him there is peace. Make His words a part of every week, a part of every day of your lives. They are good news for your soul. Through His word, Jesus shepherds you. He restores your soul and guides you through His teaching. Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." You all learned that verse in confirmation class. Clinging firmly to Jesus' words, we will be able to see and avoid the death traps laid by the devil for our souls. In Jesus' word, we will find safety. And so, yes, Jesus lives today. He lives my hungry soul to feed. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. He does all this because He can't do anything else. He does this for His name's sake, because of who He is. He is our Good Shepherd. Amen.